Hey, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Stream On. I'm Jim Williams, your host. Come Monday night in Atlanta, Georgia, all eyes of the college football world will be on the championship game this year. University of Alabama takes on the University of Georgia, two SEC teams. And I'll tell you what, there is nobody more excited about this championship coverage than ESPN. They're going to be, of course, covering it traditionally on their linear platform, but they've got some outstanding streaming stuff that we're going to be talking about here in just a couple of minutes. But before we do talk about the championship game, our guest is John Lasker. John is the Vice President of Digital Media Programming for ESPN. And John, you really have to be pleased with the success of your wonderful Watch ESPN app.
Yeah, look, I mean, we look at streaming video as a huge component to backstop the mission that we have of serving sports fans everywhere and anywhere. We look at the trends and the evolution of how fans and people in general are consuming content. And we feel like it's our job and mission to make sure that we provide the highest quality experiences for the folks that are looking for content from ESPN on whatever device they prefer to consume it on, and that obviously includes streaming video.
Before we get to talking about the upcoming national championship game, which you guys will be airing on Monday, I just wanted to say that one of the things that I think is a game changer for ESPN versus the other networks is the depth of content on demand. I have cable and I have a streaming system. I always watch ESPN streaming system, the app, the Watch ESPN app, because there's so much content there that if the game, is it quite time for the game to go? I can go down and watch, a 30 for 30. I can watch, something from ESPNW. I mean, there's just such an amazing array of different and good topics. I don't have to leave the app if I'm waiting for something.
Yeah, I mean, and that's really great to hear you say, Jan, and that is absolutely part of what we're trying to accomplish. Like, clearly live content is king, especially for for us, and we believe it in the entire media landscape. But it's also apparent to us that when folks are coming to us for whatever it is that they desire, again, it's on us to make sure that we make as much content available to them that we think is relevant to them. That includes, like you mentioned, things like 30 for 30, which clearly, are, VOD, traditional sort of VOD-like programming. But then also, we just started, mid part of 2017, offering our news and information shows, as we like to call them. So First Take, PTI, Around the Horn, those types of shows available to folks, not only when they're available live on linear television, but then thereafter. So somebody that's coming in and is interested in PTI, no longer do they have to be there at 5:30 in the afternoon to watch it. We're making it available to them for the 24 hours before the next show airs, and we think that's an appropriate thing for us to do, and we're seeing great response to that across all of our digital touch points.
Let's talk about the upcoming coverage on Monday and leading up to it. You guys have to be excited about last week and the phenomenal series of bowls you had on New Year's Day leading into the playoffs the night, that night. It was pretty much a home run, no pun intended, because it's the wrong sport, but definitely a big win for ESPN across all platforms.
Yeah, for sure. Look, you know, we're very proud of what we've been able to accomplish with college football. You know, the regular season once again was fantastic. Some, you know, incredible storylines, the Heisman Trophy, and then as you referenced, you know, the bowls, you know, which kicks off, you know, right there in mid-December and brings us to our culmination point, which we're really excited about on Monday night. And look, at every year we seem to get better at how we, you know, not only sort of wrap ourselves around the college football playoff and the semifinals, but as you'll see on Monday, you know, the backing up the truck is maybe the best way I can sort of explain it in how we're going to cover this thing soup to nuts. There'll be no stone left unturned in terms of how we're trying to, the angles by which we're trying to cover the event and have fun with it. And you'll see that on Monday.
You know, one of the great things about what you guys have been able to do is you've given us that second screen concept. So you may be watching the game on traditional linear television, but you can always pick up your tablet or phone and go and check out some of the stuff that you offer on the app, which, you know, it may be a different camera shot. It may be statistics, maybe a number of different things, but you can integrate two screens into the one coverage to get an even deeper understanding what's going on.
Yeah, like the refreshed app that we launched with Apple TV, again, you in 2017, you know, ties perfectly into, you know, how we're going to cover the game on Monday night. I mean, to your point, you can sit there in the comfort of your living room and on your 60-inch television and watch multiple feeds of the game and be able to set it up in a way that's appropriate for you. And we think that the way we're setting things up with, you know, the home, not only the great telecast that we'll have on ESPN, but then the alternate feeds of the, you know, the Homer telecast, you know, for Alabama and Georgia, the film room, the data feeds, data center, Skycam. So you can set up your four box, if you will, to whatever your preferences are. And we think that that's fantastic. And, you know, I'd love to see us do more of that for more games throughout the year. We think it's a really innovative thing. We learn every year from it, and we've made it better.
We'll be back with more after this from Vizio Smart TV.
The right TV can transform your living space into an epic home theater. Introducing the all-new D-Series Smart TV Collection from Vizio. Vivid colors and crisp, ultra-high-definition clarity bring images to life in breathtaking detail at four times the resolution of 1080p Full HD. Select models feature 4K Ultra HD resolution, and unlike typical edge-lit LED televisions, the D-Series is lit by a full-array LED backlight that distributes LEDs across the entire screen for superior light uniformity and picture performance. The D-Series connects easily to the internet with built-in Wi-Fi. And with Vizio Internet Apps Plus, you'll have access to popular apps such as Zumo and Netflix to find the hottest movies, TV shows, music, and more. The all-new Vizio D-Series Smart TV Collection. A beautifully smart way to watch TV.
And now more with John Lasker, VP of Digital Media Programming at ESPN. You know, it's funny, as someone who used to direct at ESPN live sports, it's kind of, from my standpoint, I take a look at this and I'm going, okay, what they've done now is they've taken and condensed the truck into a situation where you at home can direct your own, you know, broadcast.
Right.
It's a very fun concept. As I say, someone who's been in the truck and called the shots, it's kind of fun to see how people around you take that responsibility and have fun with it.
Yeah, and look, we look at it as both fun and a very serious responsibility, right? Like, we are in the sports business, but there's an expectation that people have of ESPN, which we're absolutely going to provide more, most importantly in the linear television broadcast of the game.
Right.
But then the things that we'll also take seriously are all these other feeds, because we do believe that there's an interest out there, and we've seen it from the response that we've had over the years. And by the way, we do iterations of the mega cast in smaller versions throughout the year, with Skycam and Data Center and Command Center and things like that. We did a little thing a couple weeks ago with the NBA as well. So we're doing a lot more of this, ultimately to make sure we're providing the most engaged experience we can for fans. And we take, we take pride in our ability to innovate and not sort of rest on the traditions of how you would normally produce a football game or a basketball game. And we've got the platform and the technology to do it. And I'm proud to say that we're taking full advantage of it.
No question about it. John, why don't you give me some of the things that we should be looking out for on Monday night if you're watching it on streaming service?
Yeah, so on Monday night on the streaming service, obviously, there'll be a ton of lead-up programming provided by ESPN, led by our linear television network. And then on Monday night, during the game window itself, you'll have the tradition now of Chris Fowler and Kirk Herbstreit calling the game for us, and then in association with that, there'll be I think the number is 10 additional feeds that are going to be available to fans, and they'll be provided in the combination of our linear television networks, ESPN2 and ESPNU, but then also more importantly, from a streaming perspective, all available regardless of its network designation within the ESPN app, and that includes, like I mentioned before, the Voices concept, which is a little bit more of a relaxed, watching the game with some high profile talent and voices, the Homer telecasts, which, for somebody that's a hardcore Georgia or Alabama fan, they can actually watch the game and listen to, the local call, if you will. The film room, which has, been a huge hit, is you'll have a couple of coaches, sitting around in a film room and actually breaking down the game from a coach's perspective. So really technical. And then the data center, which is, which is something I'm really excited about, where there's so much information about the game and around the game, stats and data wise, and we'll provide a singular feed that's going to not only integrate the game feed itself, but then surround it with a bunch of other information, including social media, and as I mentioned, very specific and detailed stats and information for fans to quote unquote geek out on.
And there's plenty to geek out on.
There's plenty.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an outstanding situation. I very much look forward to sampling as much geeking out as I can on Monday night. But one other quick thing before I let you go, and that is the coverage that you guys do, again, on the Watch ESPN app for the Australian Open and for all the major tennis tournaments, I think is unprecedented. I mean, the fact that I can sit as a tennis fan and watch all the different courts from all the different aspects, I think is, again, yet something that people should be looking at, because right after we finish the playoff, you're not too far away from starting the Australian Open.
Yeah, look, in tennis, we feel like, as opposed to what we were just talking about with college football, where we're showing you the same game and sort of expanding the angles and access by which fans can engage with that game. Tennis and tennis Grand Slam events in particular are unique in the fact that you've got hundreds and hundreds of matches happening over a 2-week span, and linear television does its best to make sure that we're programming and presenting the matches that are most interesting to the general population that'll be coming to those linear television networks.
Right.
But the experience in the app, you know, provides the opportunity for you to choose whatever match you're interested in. If you're interested in the U.S. player that might be playing on court 14 in Australia versus, you know, the, you know, Venus Williams match on court one, which the television might be presenting. Well, we've made that available to you, and we've seen tremendous engagement and success. And I would agree with you; it is one of the better implementations, or this one of the sports that has benefited the most, I believe, from, you know, the ability to not be locked into a 24/7 linear network schedule.
Well, you've been able to give fans the freedom to be almost as if they're walking on the grounds in Melbourne and going from court to court and watching the matches, whether it's a, as you said, a Venus Williams, a star-studded one, or if you happen to know enough about tennis to say, well, you know, this person in on court 16 is an up-and-coming player. Let's take a look and see what they're doing.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I have an aunt that's a huge tennis fan, and every time the majors roll around, she's always reminding me to thank ESPN for the way we cover those three tournaments, and that always makes me feel good. And hearing your response as well, this is what we try to do every day is serve sports fans to the best that we possibly can, and use the platforms and the technology, as I mentioned before, to do that. And it sounds like in that case, for sure, we're hitting the mark.
Oh, I don't think there's any questions. You're hitting the mark pretty much everywhere. But tennis, as we said, it does lend itself to that kind of, situation where you want to see what's going on, not necessarily on court one or center court. So, you know, ESPN has done an outstanding job for years now of continuing to refine and refine and refine and get it better and getting it better.
A couple more examples of that, Jim, just if I can, is, if you look forward, into the spring, where in the summer, where, you know, we do the NCAA track and field championships, we've been doing that for years. We've been doing NCAA wrestling championships for years, not to mention softball and baseball championships for years and gymnastics. And those are all events similar to, the tennis majors, as you referenced, where there's a lot of individual action happening at the same time. Mm-hmm. As you can imagine, a track and field event, there's a race going on around the track while the shot put's going on in the middle of the field.
Sure.
And we've set ourselves up to do exactly the same thing. So we are covering those events separately, in addition to sort of the integrated, I'll call it general audience product, that we're presenting on television. We go deeper in the digital space to be able to make sure that all the field events are getting their due and all the track events are getting their due. And for wrestling, making sure that all six mats are getting covered appropriately, not just the featured mat. So there's a lot of examples, like that we've been able to take advantage of, again, because of the innovation the innovative mindset, as well as the platforms and technology that we have here.
John, just to put a bow on it here, as you move into 2018, you and your team at the digital media programming aspect, you got to be excited about the explosion and the fun space you now have in the OTT, and digital world.
Yeah, look, we believe that we've been on the cutting edge of video streaming, period. And if you look back at our history, I think there's certainly proof of that. Mm-hmm. That being said, I still think we're in the early stages of that referenced explosion. Sure. We believe that we're set up really nicely with, not only the refreshed app that we're going to actually have here across all of our digital touch points later on this year, but then the ground that we've already laid here with, notably sort of our digital MVPDs, who have shown a lot of growth and engagement, and again optionality for fans and audiences. So we're really excited, and we think that there's a lot more to come, and we think that this year is going to be certainly an exciting one, like you said.
John Lasker, Vice President of Digital Media Programming, thanks so much for joining us, and it's been a lot of good information, and we certainly look forward to catching Monday night's action in so many different ways as you're providing us. It's a buffet, if you will, of how to watch college football.
Jim, thank you so much for having me, and thanks for your interest, and Happy New Year to you and your audience.
Thank you, and the same to you, and we'll be back with more of Stream On after this.
The Right TV can transform your living space into an epic home theater. Introducing the all-new D-Series Smart TV Collection from Vizio. Vivid colors and crisp, ultra-high-definition clarity bring images to life in breathtaking detail at four times the resolution of 1080p Full HD. Select models feature 4K Ultra HD resolution, and unlike typical edge-lit LED televisions, the D-Series is lit by a full-array LED backlight that distributes LEDs across the entire screen for superior light uniformity and picture performance. The D-Series connects easily to the internet with built-in Wi-Fi. And with Vizio Internet Apps Plus, you'll have access to popular apps such as Zumo and Netflix to find the hottest movies, TV shows, music, and more. The all-new Vizio D-Series Smart TV Collection. A beautifully smart way to watch TV.
Well, that brings to a close yet another edition of Stream On. Now, if you have not yet subscribed to us, first of all, shame on you. Second of all, it's easy to do and it's free. You can get it at the iTunes Store, at Google Play, Blog Talk Radio, on the Stitcher app. And if you're one of the 130 million people, myself included, who have downloaded the TuneIn app, well, then you can get it on your tablet or on your phone. Search Stream On with Jim Williams, hit the favorite button, and every week it'll be delivered right to your tablet or to your phone. Okay, so it's free. You got five places to subscribe to it. Please subscribe to Stream On today. All right, special thanks to our guest, and that, of course, was John Lasker, Vice President of Digital Media Programming for ESPN. John told us in detail about all the great plans they have for covering the national championship game between Georgia and Alabama Monday night on ESPN. By all means, check out the fun stuff that you can find on the Watch ESPN app, all set up for Monday night and the championship game. So, for John Lasker, I'm Jim Williams, your host of Stream On, and we hope that you join us next week. Until then, have a wonderful and safe weekend.